gesagt hat, die Schmini, das sind die Echte, die auf Heute schließen, und da bin ich, wo ich Heute schließen, die Schmini, die Melun. Und die Schmini, die Melun, die Melun, die Echte, die da ist in Heute Schadot. Und dann Rashi quotes in the Kedu Eilam, the Osho Hayoin, not all Eser HaTorah. So that day, where Heute schließen, had 10 different grounds, it means that it was the first of the month, and it was the first month, and the first day that Atonim was doing the Avodah, and it had different aspects that it was the first. One of those 10 different aspects of being the first was that it was the first day of the week. That's what it says in the Seder Eden, that it happened to be Sunday. So the friend of my bothered with Akashi, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on Sunday, that means obviously that the first day Pesach is going to be on Sunday as well. So every Pesach is going to be on Shabbos. So the Shtikas HaPesach and the Hakrobos HaPesach was obviously there for Shabbos. So how can the Tanaim say, the Mishnah tells the story that on the day that the B'nai Tetzir didn't air Pesach fell out on Shabbos, and he didn't know whether Kodim Pesach was there for Shabbos or not, and he started to film from, and Hillel told him the din that it is there for Shabbos, and he got in the Pesach, and they resigned, and the Nasi resigned, and they Hillel the Nasi, and the whole story didn't end up in the Chumash, that Kodim Pesach was there for Shabbos. So Kodim Pesach, Pesach and Tzorah was not on Shabbos. But the first Pesach in the Midbar was on Shabbos. That was a tradition, what the Seder Eden story was invented later, after Hillel. That was a tradition they always had, that the Rosh Chodesh Nisan also Yom not from Eser HaKodesh, so it was on Sunday. So Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, and Kodim Pesach was there for Shabbos. So the Achrayim have discussions, they work a lot about discussions. So the Mahalach of the Teretz is going to have to be, how are you going to work out the deal? Because the Mahalach of the Teretz is going to be that this was a Ohei Rosh Hashanah. The Pesach Midbar is a Ohei Rosh Hashanah. One question is, why is it a Ohei Rosh Hashanah? Why wasn't it revealed in the dirt? So you have the different mahalachim that the Achrayim give, because there was no Beis HaMikdash, it was only a Mishkan, they weren't an Eretz Yisrael, whatever the exact details of the Teretz are going to be, but the Teretz is going to be that this wasn't the deal with the Pesach, not only was Pesach Mitzrayim Ohei Rosh Hashanah, Pesach Midbar was also Ohei Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk says that they had to bring special korbanos on the Shmini and the Milum, in addition to the Tmidim and the Safim, it was Rosh Chodesh, they had to bring the 11 Safim, and they had to bring the regular Tmidim, they had to bring special korbanos. Aaron had to bring special carbonus and pasuk days. So he had to bring carbonus and they had to bring carbonus. The pasuk says right before Sheni, by Yakrei the Soila, by Yaseh HaKamishpot. Rashi quotes part of the Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara in Beitza darshins on this pasuk, where Yaseh HaKamish Kot, the Mishpat, HaMakurish, Boelus Medogon, Pashas Leikra, so the same thing applies to an Oilas Choyva. This was an Oilas Choyva. Sometimes you have an Oilas Medogon, sometimes you have an Oilas Choyva. Oilas Choyva, let's say you feed him every day, it was an Oilas Choyva, Choyva Satsiva. And here there was a Hoi Rashua that they had to bring special moments. So just like the Din of Oilas Medogon, so too the Din of Oilas Choyva, has all the same Din. By Yaseh HaKamish Kot, with respect to what, does it have the same deal? Why not? Of course not the same deal, why not? So the Gemara, Rashi doesn't explain what. By Yaseh HaKamish Kot, Kimishpat HaMekot, Kamishpat, with a Kata, Ki HaMishpat. Doesn't say, and he did it properly, Kimishpat, Ki HaMishpat, Kamishpat means Kimishpat HaMekot, with Makam Acher. He was Makriv, Aaron was Makriv, the Oilas Chayim, the same way one is Makriv and another is Makriv. So the Gemara in Beitza or Darshan's on this Pasuk in Mishpat that you need smicha, just like you need smicha by Oilas Nedovah, so too you need smicha by Oilas Choyva. What were they doing smicha on over here? So the Pasuk now is speaking about they were in Pasuk Beis, it says Kach Lecha Vayomer Elohim Kach Lecha Egel Ben Brok Elachatus. Aaron had a papers to Kach Lecha Mishalcho. Aaron had to pay for some korbanos. Then in Pasuk Gimel, Labanei Sot the Zabalem, of course the reason the Chatos and so on, they had to pay for the Shlomim and the Olam and the Chatos. So Lachor, the korbanos that he paid for, those were korbanos Yachad. The korbanos that the Tzibur pays for, those are korbanos Tzibur. So what does it say here, that they did smicha on the korban Tzibur? By Akrev, the Pasuk tells Lo, by Akrev was korban ha'om, by Yikach Asir ha'chatos ha'shalom ha'yishkatei, by Akatei for Yishon, by Akrev was Oilo, by Yaseh ha'mishpat, and so on. And the Oilo is Tzibur. The Mishnah says in the Machlokes that there is no smicha on korbanos tzibur. Only three exceptions to the rule. Two or three. Machlokes HaTanaim, how many exceptions to the rule there are, but when you do smicha on a korban tzibur, not. Because the din is that the Bailim have to do smicha. No one else can do smicha other than the Bailim. So tzibur is a, if the Bailim is a yachid, so the yachid does smicha. The Bailim is a tzibur. So how can possibly have the tzibur do smichas? So sometimes it's a zeres hakasur that one person represents the tzibur, like on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol represents the tzibur and he does smicha. That's one of the exceptions to the rule. Kohen Gadol does smicha even on the Kohen Ha'om. But over here, obviously this was an exception to the rule. This was one of the exceptions to the rule. The question is, why doesn't the Gemara point this out that this was an exception to it? I saw in the Moshe of Jikanin, the Bali Akhlesh Nakumish quote from the Rabbeinu Yishaya, that even though the carbon was purchased with the funds of the Tzibur, that it was offered on behalf of Aharon. And we label a carbon as a carbon Yochid or a carbon Tzibur, not depending on who pays for it, but rather depending on whose behalf it is offered. You can have a carbon, somebody can be mocked with a carbon on Rashi's Kapha Bei Chavera. The Gemara says, I can be Magdish a carbon on behalf of somebody else. I saw somebody with Mechal Shabbos and he's very poor and he can't afford to pay for a carbon chatos. So I'll put up $1,000 and I'll be Magdish the carbon on Menashe's Kapha Bei Chavera. The Gemara knows it, learned that from the Pasuk that such a thing exists. The Gemara has a discussion in Erechon that you have to have Das Bailim when you Magdish the Hakot Sichem Das. When you Magdish the carbon on Menashe's Kapha Bei Chavera on behalf of somebody else and you declare the other person is a valid carbon, you have to have the das of the bala korban b'shas ha-hagdoshe. The Gemara goes discussion, then you need das b'shas ha-hagdoshe, b'shas ha-voidah, b'shas ha-korban. So the Rishonim quote, the Bala Tosfos quote, the name of Rabbeinu Yishaya, that even though these korbanos were paid for by the tzibur, b'nei yisol kedav aleim, of course, yirizim, l'chatos, and so on, nonetheless, these were the ikir korban on behalf of Aharon, and he was the bala korban. So therefore, since he was the bala korban, so it's shaykh to have smicha. It was really a korban yochid. So why did he pay for his? What do you mean his korbanos and their korbanos? Pasuk beis and pasuk gimel. Some korbanos he pays for, and some korbanos they pay for. But he's the bala korban on all korbanos. A very strange concept. No? I mean, Kippur says some of the korbanos he pays for, some of the korbanos they pay for. The korbanos that Aaron pays for, the korbanos that the Kohen Gadol pays for, are korban yochid. And the reason why Decha Yom Kippur and Decha Shabbos is because the Karmish is Manukah Ruah. The Isadal Bnei Yisrael, they pay for. In the beginning of Bachar Moses. If you're having a Parah Chattas HaShem, well, he pays for. Some Karmish he pays for, some they pay for. Whatever they pay for is Karmish Sivir. Whatever he pays for is Karmish Yochan. And here the Baal HaTaz is called Rabbein Yishai. And here, it doesn't matter. He's the Baal HaKarmish on everything. If you say like that, Rabbein Yishai, is Miyushev a strong kasha that one of our friends asks, the Rashi later quotes from the Gemara in Zvachim. And Moshe Rabbeinu commands the Bnei Aharon to eat the korbanos. In Perek Yud and Pasek Yud Gimel. He says they should eat the Shiori HaMincha, and it says Misha Hashem, they should eat it with Kula Matzei Kham, it's Beach Rachal Kmoz and Mokhm Kodesh. And then the Chazei HaKnufo, the Shok HaTshumot, and the Shlom, and they should eat the Mokhm Toho. Why is the one to eat the Mokhm Kodesh, one to eat the Mokhm Toho? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Zlochem that there's a difference. The first one is Kachin Kachin, the second one is Kachin Kalim. Kachin Kachin, you have to eat after Miyazor. Kachin Kalim, you can eat in Yerushalayim. Here, you can eat in the Mokhm Yisrael. So the first thing in Kosta Good Base, it's speaking about the Shiori HaMincha. So HaMincha is a Kachin Kachin, so that has to be eaten. It doesn't cost a Yud Gimel, but Machin Kaddish and Yazara. And the Chazi HaTruf, and the Shoy Kachuma, that's a Shlomen, so Shlomen is a Kachin Kalem. So that you can eat for Machin Toha. It doesn't have to be eaten back in Yazara. In the back of the Gemara, they quote that Abshalem HaLadunga was bothered with a very strong Kasha, the Mishnah in the Zelma Kalman says, it's printed in the Siddur. That the Shlomim is a strange carbon that sometimes is a Kachi Kachim and sometimes is a Kachim Kalim. If it's a Zivcha Shamai Tzibur, then it's a Kachi Kachim. If it's a Zivcha Shamai Yachid, then it's a Kachim Kalim. So here goes a Shamai Tzibur. Here goes a Shamai Tzibur. Zivcha Shamai Tzibur normally is on Shavuos. Keep Seat Seres. That's the only time you have a Shamai Tzibur. Here as a Hayra Shah, it says that they had to bring over any sort of Dabalema Pasuk Gimel in the beginning of the Perek Pes. Beginning of Shmuel. Then he said, "Some chutz series in Lachata. That had been Lachata. That had been again what had been a shalat mina. The only b'shar ba'ayil is Shlomim. That had been a Shlomim. So the word Shlomim, the tibur, the word Shlomim, so the shalat tibur. The shalat tibur is a pasuk that it's a kachi kachi. And you can't say this. Some want to say, I remember I once asked many years ago, I wanted to read this issue. So he said, no, it's a din that keeps the Atzeres as a kachi kachi. It's not a universal din. It's not so. First of all, the Bris Durov says it's not so. I finished. Beginning of Aikha. And without the Bris Durov, the Gemara says that it's not so. The Gemara Beferish, like the Bris Durov, says that it's not a din that keeps the Atzeres as a kachi kachi. It's a universal din. It happens that there's only one case of that universal din. Here you have another case of Torah. It's a universal abstract din that whenever Shalmik Sibur is a kachi kachi. This is a Shalmik Sibur. How can it be that Yidik Makum Toha, not the Makum Kodosh, you have to eat a Bapkin Yazor? If you say like this, Rabbi Yishai, then it's Yishav the Kashin. Even though the Bnei Yisrael paid for the Korbanis and Pasuk Gimel and Pasuk Dalet, they paid for it, but they didn't make it into Korbanis HaTzibah. Just because somebody funds it doesn't make him into the Balakor. Korban Yochid versus Korban Tzibur depends on who the Balakor is. It doesn't depend on who's the one who's funding and who's paying for the Korban. Even though the Tzibur paid for it, Rabbi Yishai says that Aaron was considered the Balak Sarban. So that's why they were smicha. It wasn't an exception to the rule, they were smicha. And that's why it was a Shalma Yachin. It can be eaten in the Mokum Torah. It didn't have to be eaten in the Mokum Torah. Okay. The Tosefta points out that normally, when you bring a carbon shutfin, all of the shutfin have to do smicha. Smicha, only one of them does. Echad made it by Yidei Kulam. Just like you mind, the first daffin is smicha. Echad made it by Yidei Kulam. When you bring a carbon shutfin, so one person does smicha on behalf of everybody. Masha'ini came, smicha, everybody has to do smicha, but they do the smicha b'zeh ha'zeh. So here, the Pasuk says the Beirish that they all did Tanufa. The Pesukim say that, the Shmini, you know, Aaron and Bonav all did Tanufa. So the Ravid writes in his Pirish on the Torah's Kainim that he thinks that they did Tanufa Bezah HaZeh, because if you're good Tanufa all together, the Gemara makes a Cheshm. Why do you say, Echad Meinifayi Bekulam, why does one do Tanufa on behalf of everybody? So the Gemara says, because we learn that in the Pasuk you can only have one Tanufa, you can have more than one Tanufa. To have all of the shoots and do Tanufa together would constitute a Hatzitza. Because I have to have my hands under the halo, and where's the other guy going to have to room for his hands? Unless they have tiny hands, you have to have your both hands there. So there's not enough room for everybody. So in the melee, one person has to do tnufa. Once one person did tnufa, so you have exactly that cousin, but only one does tnufa. You don't have more than one tnufa. That's a main by the kulam. It's smicha, you have to have everybody should do, but again, it's going to be a problem of chatzitza. You're going to have everybody leaning on the korban, but vastar is going to be a chatzitza. So you have to have exactly each one does. Smicha separately, the Zehazel. So the Tosefta says that here, Aaron and Vanav all did the Smicha of Asaf. So this was different from all other Karbonas Ashutri. So the Biskarov in his Shiurim in the beginning of Tamura thought that why Manishtana, why should it be different over here that they all did the Smicha of Asaf as opposed to a normal Karbon Ashutri? So he thought that the reason why by Karbon Ashutri they can't do the Smicha together is because your hands are a Hatzitza between my hands and the Karbon. Because I really have nothing to do with you. Just because we decided to bring a carbon together, that's just coincidental. I can't afford to pay for a carbon all by myself, and you can't afford by yourself, or we choose to be cheap, whatever the story is. But I'll begin, there's nothing that connects me with you, it's just that we decided coincidentally to join together to bring a carbon to Shitzvah. So therefore, your hands are a chatzitz between my hands and the carbon, and my hands will be a chatzitz between your hands and the carbon. Here, it wasn't some coincidental. Here, the Rabbi Shlom gave us a special harashah. The Aaron of Olive had would be cleared back of his uncle as the shutfin in his carbon. And it's not that if they would choose to, they could bring a set of korbanos for each one of them. And that would be better. No, they can't. It was a special din that Hadadav could bring, Aaron of Olive Hadadav could bring all of these korbanos together with a special din of the shutfin. So that's why the Tosefta says that they did smicha the vasach. So the Biskarov says that Luba the Mustafina, he would disagree with that writer. That the writer writes in his Pirush on Teres Kwenim that, normally it's Echad Meinifayi Dekulam, one does Tanufa on behalf of the whole group, the Bali Chayvim, the whole Chabura. And here the Pasuk says in Beirish that they all did Tanufa, so the Rabbi says that they must have all done a Tanufa B'Zahazeh because it would be a Chatzitza. My hands would be a Chatzitza between the other Kohen's hands and the Chalot. So the Mishnah says that he thinks that it's not a Chatzitza, just like it wasn't a Chatzitza the Rabbi was Tanufa, it wasn't there, and he thinks that it shouldn't have been a Chatzitza the Rabbi was Tanufa either. Since Mamas Tavar is to say that they all did the smicha together, just like the Tosefta says the Pesach, that they all did the smicha together. Or this word that the Gemara pointed out, Karenth is another kasha. Rishonim are all bothered with a kasha. If the mother of you died, so Lozim Yisomar and Aharon were all told that they're not permitted to meet Tami today. And they commanded Michelle Galtzoff and B'nai Uziel Dod Aharon that they should take out the dead body. So Rishonim all ask a kasha that the Kohen Gadol is prohibited to be mitami l'meisim, even the divine craving. So the Kohen Hedyot is not only permitted to be mitami l'craving, he's obligated to. And the Torah says that they ask him that lo yitamo is a kohen. So how come over here they were prohibited to be mitami? This is the kasha that the Raivit is. So the Raivit in his Pirush and Teres Kanim has two terutz in which the Ramban quotes. The Ramban a lot of times has like that. He quotes straight word for word from the Raivit without telling him where he's quoting from. He does it both on Chumash and on the Malchamah a lot of times. The Raivit has a Hasogis on the Balamor, the state of Kos of Shom. So a lot of times the Ramban and the Malchamah will be quoting verbatim from the Kos of Shom, and he doesn't tell you. Apparently everybody had a Raivit, we all knew that he's quoting the Raivit. What does he have to say? Like if I open up a Chumash, start reading. I have to say that this is the author is the Lord and this is the Bible. I have to say, who is it? If I have a Chumash and I'm reading, so everybody knows I'm reading from the book. So family also in the days of the Ramban, when he was writing, so everybody knew that everybody knew what the writing said. He quotes things from the writing without saying Shem. So he quotes the two terutz that the writing gives on this passion. One terutz he gives is that it must have been a special Hayuasho because of this in Chasamishkan. They should all arbeit some kosher shalom weapon, in order not to stare the simcha of the miluim. Another teretz he gives is the fancy teretz that Rav Chaim has an arifasan, that the pasuk says kishem and mishpas Hashem aleichem, and pasuk zayin teretz yud kishem and mishpas Hashem aleichem, that even though they were kohanim had yoytim, but how did they become kohanim? They weren't kohanim at birth. They became Kohanim later in life. And how did one become a Kohen later in life? By the Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishka. So if somebody has Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishka, even though he doesn't have the Minui, he doesn't have a Shem Kohen Gadol, but he has the Kedushas Kohen Gadol, because Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishka does one with Kedushas Kohen Gadol. So whoever has, usually a Kohen Gadol has two Dinim. He has a Shem Kohen Gadol, he's appointed. The Yerushalmi says, places in Yuma, Dafid Allah quotes the Yerushalmi. Kohen Gadol is Nisman Rifah and Mistal Rifah. He's appointed and he can be fired also, like a Melech. Mishnah talks about a Melech getting fired, a Kohen Gadol getting fired, Mishnah and Harius. So then he discusses a little point. Whoever appoints him, he's appointed with the title of a Shem Kohen Gadol. So he has a title of a Kohen Gadol, but in addition to that, he has Kedushas Kohen Gadol. Sometimes you have an individual who only has Kedushas Kohen Gadol, but he was never appointed with that title. Who is that person? So Rambam says, that's the Mashuach Mechama. That's because Ramban on the right over here. You have a person, namely the Mashuach Mechama, who has half of the dinim. It's more next to the last parable in Yuma, points out. The claim Mashuach Mechama has some dinim like a claim Hedyot and some dinim like a claim Gadol. Why? The dinim that the Tanya Kedushas Kohen Gadol apply to him, because he has a Kedushas Kohen Gadol. Why? Because he has a Mashiach Hashem and HaMishra. The dinim that apply to the one who has the title of Kohen Gadol do not apply to him. He doesn't have the title of the Kohen Gadol. He's never...
He
wouldn't need another Mashiach. He would need a minui. No, he would need a minui though.
Nothing to give him.
I think that not. Yeah. He wouldn't need the Kedushas Kohen Gadol that he already had. So that's what the Ramban and the Raivit suggest over here. And one of the dinim that applies to the Kohen Mashiach Mechama, even though he's not a Kohen Gadol, one of the dinim is that he's prohibited to be Mitami even to the Zion Kohen. He doesn't have that head. So here, it wasn't only a Hirasha, Shalei Labrits, and Chasa Shalom Rokham, the other answer that Ramban and the Raivit give. Maybe it was a real din Ladaris for these two people. For Aloza the Yisomar, it was a din that Kol Yenei Chayim may have the status of a Kol Mashiach Mechama, namely because Bishem and Mishchat Hashem Alechem, because they had Mashiach of Bishem and Mishchat. So the Mele, they were also the Tamei, the Mason, even for the Zankirk. That's another answer that the Rebbe gives. Then the Maharit and the Chuvas gives another answer that some Rishonim say. That it wasn't a Hayru Ashur, and it wasn't that it was a din that applies to Allah to be Sama all the time. No, it's a real din Lajaris that any Kohen Hedyot on the day on which he's Mishkanef, Mikuhuna, the din is that a Kohen Gadol every day of his life has to bring Tavite Kohen Gadol. Machsisa Babet, Machsisa Ben Abad. He brings a serious aifa and then he divides his market half in the morning, half in the evening. And a kohen hedyot, the first day he wants to do avodah, has to bring a minhas chinuch. It's the same problem. A minhas chinuch, except that he doesn't split it half in the morning, half in the afternoon. He brings all things together. All asiyus eichel together. So the Maharit wants to stay a chiddush on his own, and some of the Baalei HaTosfos, one of the collections there, the Torah Shlomo Purim, one of the collections of the Baalei HaTosfos, one of the Rishonim says like that. That the day on which a kohen hedyot is mistanach, namely he brings his minhas chinuch, so he is dome to a kohen gadol. The kohen gadol has to bring a minhas chinuch every day. That's the chavit kohen gadol. So on that day, which is Mitanech, he has an Issa to be Mitanech, it's a Chiddush Nifla, he has an Issa to be Mitanech to the Zion Krogan. That's one of the things that the Rishonim do. A Chiddush Nifla, the turn off the set. And one of the other Baalei HaTosfos gives another parish. He says, based on the Gemara in Zvachim on Lav Kuf, the Gemara has a din, true lo yitam lo chayva, there is a din that even a Koyin, the Ramam Shita Dafka Koyin, and the Rabbi Shita, that even a Koyin is obligated to be Mitanech to the Zion Krogan. Achloges the Rambam and the Ravid when they do a favor, loy tamah favor only applies to Kohanim and Zeharim who are normally Muzharim alach tumor. So now they're obligated to be mitamah. That's what the Rambam says. And the Ravid says no, it even applies to Israel and loy tamah zechay. So the Gemara says the Ferish and Zeharim that mitzvah loy tamah depends which mitzvah he became even first. If it's there, it pays the chayef tachantzos, and it's already higiel man chiyuv shchitas hapesa, and then a relative guy. And then if you fulfill the obligation of loy tama, you won't be able to participate in the hakavas korban pesach. You didn't bring the korban pesach here. So then you say, since you became the skayiv in the mitzvah of korban pesach first, so first take care of the korban pesach. And first take care of the korban pesach, so you won't be able to bring the tama to the mace. You have to get the chayim kaddisha who are tama ben kovakov and let them take care of the mace. If the mace, the gemara says kan shemes penachatzes, kan shemes lachachatzes. That's how the gemara says in Zvot, that kufa, that kufala. The sugi there, the whole sugi goes for 2-3 blood. So if mace penachatzes, so the obligation of lo yitam afayda set in first, and then the obligation to do karm pesach sets in yitkafatzes, so then you have a din, lo yitam. So the kami to his mace, even though prevents him from doing the pesach rishon, he's meant for the pesach sheni. But if it's mace lachachatzes, so the obligation to bring karm pesach preceded, so then you have to take care of Karm Pesach. So that's the Gemara. So one of the Baalei HaTosfos says, that's the answer over here. They died not yesterday. They died in the middle of the Shmini Lemiluim. So on the Yom HaShmini Lemiluim, all of the Aaron and the Bono were all mitzvah to take care of the Hakrovas HaKarbonis. So since they were mitzvah to take care of the Karbonis today, so that's being preceded. So the other mitzvah Leitama cannot be fulfilled. They're in conflict with each other. You can only fulfill either one or the other. So you have to fulfill the mitzvah which he became the sky first, except that this Baalei HaTosfos also in the motions came. This Baalei HaTosfos is bothered with Akashe, he doesn't understand, so why is it that you needed all three of them, Aaron and Elozov and Yisomar, you needed all three of them to take care of the Kabbalah. So Aaron and Elozov will take care. Yisomar will bring the Tami to the mace, or Elozov will bring the Tami to the mace, and Yisomar will help out the father. What do you need all the three times? Say, blood by Akashe. He says, you understand the territories is like Kan Karim Chatez Kan Lacha Chatzos. Here they were mischaibu to bring the Karbonus Hayoni first, so therefore they're not obligated to take care of the Lo Yitama. But he doesn't understand why do you need all the Kohanim. So the Chorif, he said, the way the Briskerov said, even without the Briskerov, the Briskerov, isn't it clear that this is a special obligation that they all had to bring the Karbonus today? Aaron the Chobonus, all the four sons should. The two of them died, so he left with two. He died in two. So in the third, the chiyuv is mutal on everybody. You can't say, let the other people take care of the korbanos. No, it's a special chiyuv that Aaron and Bono have to take care of all of the korbanos. Especially the way the preceptor says that they did the smith of the basachas, the way the Bishkulav said that they did the smith of the basachas, the zichalazor. But even without that, even if you wouldn't have those preceptors, also the pashtus is a special chiyuv, was a hayrasha, but not some hayrasha as the answer, not like the one answer divided hayrasha. It was a special hayrasha that they all have to participate in the hakrava of these korbanos. So it's like kan shemeis lacha chatzos for all of them. Aaron and shnei banos were all mischaibed to participate in the korbanos, so they couldn't possibly take care of the tour of the korban. So the Baalei HaTosfos on Chumash quote a medrash on the pasuk at the beginning of Shemini, Ki hayom Hashem niro aleichem, that the Shechina will appear today, v'hashver Shechinasai, v'maisi yedeichem. That Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing karbonos all the shivas amiluim, Moshe Shemish, kol shemish me amiluim nigmar, the pasuk says. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the karbonos, and he didn't succeed in being mashver the Shechina. Today, the Shechina is going to come because Aaron HaKohen is going to bring the karbonos. So I saw the Bali HaTosis quote an interesting medrash that in the beginning of Chumash Shemos, Moshe Rabbeinu saw the snare, boy and boy, and the Shekhinah, the Ribbono Shel Olam appeared to him and he said he wants him to go to Mitzrayim to speak to Pharaoh and let the Israel go free. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Ribbono Shel Olam a hard time, so he doesn't want to go. And then again and again and again to Seder. And then it says, Rashi quotes in the Medrash that it was 7 days in a row. The Chumash it doesn't say. It says, Gam Tmol, Gam Ayom. Every day Moshe Rabbeinu had it here. They don't Moshe Hashem. Lo Yidorim Alef, Gam Tmol, Gam Shosham, Gam Yod, Abrech, Alav Dechas. You see that it was 4 days. And then it says, Gam and Gam and Gam, so it was 7 days. That's what Rashi quotes in the Medrash. But for 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was arguing with him. Every day he gave him a different terrace. Well, he's not going to go. It's a hasavas gul on Aaron, and I don't speak well, and it's a bizoyim to the name. So I'm not worthy. They're not worthy. He's not worthy. They're not going to listen. He's not going to listen. Every day a different terrace. So the Rebbe Shalom got angry at him. He says, hello, the last time it was that it's hasavas gul on Aaron. So the Rebbe Shalom said, v'yichar Hashem, v'yichar af Hashem in Parshu Shmos. V'yem ha-halo, Aaron achicha ha-levi. Why does it say ha-levi? So Rashi quotes the Medrash that the original plan was that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the Kohen and Aaron is only going to be a lady. But if you give me such a hard time, it's not changing. You'll make Aaron the Kohen and you'll only be a lady. So because Moshe Rabbeinu postponed the Shlichus, the Easter, he was supposed to run. Because he didn't go day number one, he postponed to 7 full days. That's why the Hashuas HaShchinah postponed the 7 full days until Aaron did the Avodah. If Moshe would have not given such a hard time, he wouldn't have been punished. He would have been a Kohen also. So the Shekhinah would have come down day number one on the Mishkan. But because he postponed this and he was arguing for 7 days, and the Kohen was taken away from him, so the first day in which Avodah was done by a Kohen was on the Shemini Lulud. So that's why the Pasuk says that the Yehra left him for Hashem. Today the Shekhinah would have been. Rashi quotes the famous Medrash on the Pasuk that when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, "Kravel hamizbeach," and Pasuk Zayin, "Alteis kavosef," "A kravel hamizbeach." What does he have to tell Aaron? So he says, "Shehoya Aaron boish biyorei." He was embarrassed a little because he was involved in the Chet Egel and the Korbanos was specially Egel Vafedus to be mechapra on the Egel. Rashi quoted the previous Pasuk. The Hodiyashin is kapla kavos b'chaydei Egel. It's not a violation of Eichat Egel Nasan Egel because it's Achutz. It's not Tznin. It says in the Rashi. So Aaron was embarrassed because he was involved in the Chet HaEgel and he was afraid. The Yoriya Lagesh, he was afraid to get involved. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, no, Amalom Moshe, Bamata Bosh, Lekach Nechartha. So the Pashuk Shat is usually understood, Lekach Nechartha. You were chosen to do the Avodah. You were chosen to do the Avodah. The Darshanim all say, Lekach Nechartha, you were chosen because you are Baishan. Because he was Bosa, he said that's exactly why the Rav Shalom chose you to do the Avodah, because you're a Baishan. That's how the Darshan used to say, you're, but the Bali HaTosis, on Chumash, quote in the name of some Rishonim, the Rosh, the other Rishonim, I don't know exactly which Rosh, they quote the different Shad, the Kach Nitzarta, that's why you were chosen. Why was he afraid? Why was he embarrassed? Why was he afraid? Because he was involved in the Chet HaEgel. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, that's exactly why you were chosen to do this Avodah, because you were involved in the Chet HaEgel. That the Gemara says in the first parak in Yuma, at the end of the first parak in Yuma, that min hashamayim they see to it that ain't a man in parnas al tzibur elam ken kubishol shrotzim munachas lo achura. I think the Russian Gemara is that min hashamayim they always see to it that they appoint a person in a position of leadership who has some skeletons in his closet, because if the guy's going to come from a family where they all keep with his parents and his grandparents and his great-grandparents, everybody was from all the way back, and no one ever did any obvious, but his greatness will go to his head. And he won't, and he'll become a Balgaida, but if he knows that he has skeletons in his closet, he can't go to his head so much. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, the tough, you are afraid and you are embarrassed because you were involved in the Chet HaEgel, exactly, the Kach Nechata. That's why you were chosen, because you have this Kubishal Shot in Achurecha. The Rosh has an interview with the Bali HaTosis quote in the name of the Rosh, whoever the Rosh is. There's an interesting comment. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu, Aharon was Bosh, he was timid. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Hog his dice for the mitzvahs. You have to have a little more self-esteem. You're not supposed to be a shuffle. A person is not, has to be careful. He's not allowed to be arrogant, but he's not allowed to be a shuffle either. Shiflis is the dehenna. Amoebas is the teacher. The Chagas Alvot is talking about the difference in Shiftness and Amoebas, the two different things. If a person is, at least had a student here in Yeshiva, he was a super genius, but he was a super Meshuggah also. He used to bang his head against the wall and say that I'm flunking, and he used to write F minus, F by Elamaz, minus by Elamaz. He used to write on every desk, every single desk had F minus. And when he would sometimes bang his head against the wall, the whole building would shake. Usually you couldn't tell because it's cool, but on Shabbos, when it was quiet in most places, the guy would bang his head against the wall and the moment turned on, the building would shake. Everybody feels, the guy, that's a shuffle, that's not a tunnel. It's a shiftless. The guy doesn't realize how smart he is. He doesn't understand the Shia. He understood he could rattle off the Shia word for word. He could say back the Shia exactly verbatim. He doesn't understand. He's flunking. He's a big genius. So that's called shiftless. That's not called understanding. It just means a person who doesn't exaggerate his greatness and who doesn't underestimate his importance even. One of means that he's Makaris Makam. He knows exactly what his position in life is. So the Rosh points that out over here. It's interesting that Aaron was Boish, we already know Geshe, so Moshe Rabbeinu told him, no. You have to have a little more self-esteem. Yes, then you shouldn't be a shofar. You're acting like a shofar. It's improper. There is a Chubasai Rosh. Maybe that's a hemshach of this Rosh that he was talking about. There is a different explanation. It's very unclear what exactly was the Aveira of not the Aviv, why they died. What exactly did they do? So there are different explanations given by the Tanakh. I should quote some of them. So one of the pshatim given by the Tanakh is that they did avoid the Mechusat Godem. They weren't wearing all the big Nikunim. Which one were they not wearing? So, you see, Freud says that they weren't wearing the Mehil. They're not supposed to wear the Mehil. The Mehil is only for a Tengok. What kind of place of God is that? So the Farshim on the bottom of the Medrash Rabbah, one of them thought to look in this Chivas HaRosh, he told me which club, which thing it is in the Chivas HaRosh. But the Rosh and the Chivas writes an interpretation in the Medrash that they held that they had a deal like a Tengok today. They held, like the Ramban says, that these Karbonis, that Aaron pays for some of the Karbonis, that the Tiber pays for some of the Karbonis, it's like Yom Kippur. So just like Yom Kippur, you bring special Karbonis for the purpose of Mechil and Kapara. So to today they're bringing special karbanos in the Sefirah for the Chet HaEgel to show that the Chet HaEgel was miskaper and the military master of the Shechina Yisrael, everything was to be miskaper on the Chet HaEgel. So Ramban makes the comparison, he said that's why on Yom Kippur you burn the chatois are burnt and they're not mechal, so the same over here, the Ramban suggests maybe that's why Rashi says, well, Mekim HaChatos Pitzen and Mesrefus Kut Mizul B'Shom Yiluim. Why is it happening? So that is the Ramban suggests because it is similar to the carbon on Yom Kippur. So the carbon chattis on Yom Kippur. If you would eat the chattis, you wouldn't eat it on Yom Kippur, you'd eat it on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. But the chattis can be not a level of life on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. If you have a dollar, then the carbon would sit down and eat the chattis. So the thing is that you don't. So the chattis Yom Kippur is Zena Mechelis, that is Mishretis. That was a chattis pnimis, and there's a din, a chattis pnimis is Mishretis. Here is a special Harira Shoah. This was a chattis Pitzonia, it was Mishretis. And Ramban suggests, and maybe because it was like on Yom Kippur. But on Yom Kippur, the Avod is only done by the Kohen Gadol. So now also the Avod is only done by the Kohen Gadol. So the Rashi in the beginning of Yume writes from there. That the Yom HaShmini Lemiluim, I think on Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet, one of the early Daf in Masechus Yume, Rashi writes, all Avod is on the Shmini Lemiluim, Mutal on Aaron HaKohen. So the Rashash, yes, on the Rashi, how can it be? It's in the Feirish Natsyo. It says, Baikud Ben Aaron, Elov is Adam. They did it because the Halach is Adam, they did it. Possible test. The Rashi just asked the Kasha, some want to say Pshat, and Rashi that it means that it was Mutal on Aaron to supervise the Avodah. Not that he had to do the actual Maaseh HaAvodah, Mutal on him to supervise it. And all year long it's not Mutal on the Kohen Gadol. One could argue the point and say that that's the job of the Kohen Gadol all year long, to supervise the Hakrav of all the Karbanos. He's an idea over the Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash.
But the
Baruch Hu explains,
because they kept giving him.
He did mean the Zrika he did, but the Halacha is also part of the Avodah. So how come he didn't do the Halacha on Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol has to do the Halacha Saddam also. Shechita is a machlokes. Or the Shechita Ksheir is a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel on Yom Kippur. The Shechita Ksheir is there, applies to you on Yom Kippur, you say no. He passed under the least pressure even on Yom Kippur. But the Halacha Saddam doesn't need a Kohen Gadol. How come over here?
Yeah,
Halacha Saddam. Detail machlokes, yeah, but they wouldn't be kosher with time hedya. Wouldn't be kosher with time hedya. So the Rosh suggests in the tshuva that apparently they thought that everything today is like Yom Kippur, and since they're and on Yom Kippur the avodah has to be done by the kangaroo, since they're participating in part of the avodah, they thought they had it like Kohanim Gedolim. That's why they went in. That's why they went in to bring the service, because they thought that they had the status like the kangaroo and Yom Kippur. But he goes and he does the service, and if she passed on, they should have worn Shmon and Gedolim. Funny chat. So the Mechus of Gedolim and Fishi Tassim. Why didn't they wear the meal? They wore the other Gedolim. Very strange, wasn't it? They wore the other, they were wearing seven garments. Wait, they had another six? They had all the other garments. They made for them. Why did they make Big Day Kula for them? There was only one. They made Big Day Kula for them. They only made one pair of Big Day Kula for Aaron HaKohen. Some they made a few sets for Kohen, but they only fit Aaron HaKohen. They all wore the same clothes. Strange shot. I don't know, that's what the Rosh said. The official person that they held that they had a din of... They held that they had a dinner of Pengal, so they should have worn the meal. I feel if he should tell them they did wrong. That's strange. But,
he should tell them that the thing why the other brothers weren't the time
they Yeah. Because they had a dinner of Pengal, A partial dinner of Pengal they did have. That's what the Chumash said. But the question is, how far did they have these dinner of Pengal? This is usually the source of all chet. A person doesn't realize what his needs are because he doesn't really realize who he is. A person is interested in Yitzhak, and a person who wants to bump the other guy off in order to get his wife, in order to get his job, in order to get his cover, in order to get his money, whatever. A person who's interested in getting Hanuas out of Mazes, and he wants to eat Machol of Osiris, he wants to do all kinds of others. All others that people do because they think that this is what they need. They're really making a mistake. That's not really their need. They need other things. But the reason why they don't know exactly what their needs are is because they don't really understand who they are. If they would understand who they are, people a lot of times exaggerate their greatness. They think that they're much greater than they are. A guy thinks he's a kind of God. I'm a hallucination. Thinks he's a kind of God. Another person thinks, Aaron HaKohen was Bush. He thought, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, nah, shiklus. How is that so mixed up with Russia? That's shiklus. That's not good. You have to, and one of these, the person who knows exactly where he is and what his position in life is. This is what the Muslim Sforum writes. The Rav has a, one of the groshes that the Rav has in English that he wrote is about this, and it contains this thing. But it comes from the Muslim Sforum that they say that the source of all chet is that people don't realize who they are, therefore they don't realize what the true means are. Got no mistaken identity, everybody has that time. So we have to work on it. The Torah Quran has a lashon when he brought the korban chatos that he did zvika shtayim shehin arba. Some of the meforshim on the bottom of the Torah Quran say that it must be a misprint because the korban chatos you have to do dalad matanis shtayim shehin arba is by an oila shlomim, not by a chatos. So the Morgan Avram in his commentary on the bottom of the Yalkut Shemani, he doesn't see what's so difficult. Says, everything is hayrasha over here. It's a chatz pitzan and a sweat business. Everything is so different. It may be part of the Haivah Shavah that has the Shnaim Shein Arba. How did they know to be Moshe Bidus? How did the Torah kind of know that it was so? Where did he see from whom? That's a good question. But to say that it can't be, it's hard to say it can't be. It's everything is different today. So maybe that was one of the exceptions to the rule. So Rashi quotes from the Torah Quran that he said in the E.S. Kapan at the conclusion. I hear it myself, what happened to the last one? At the conclusion of Hatrov and Kavan and Tibur, he did in the E.S. Kapan. He did the different one. There's a discussion in Postman where the holding up the hands in the E.S. Kapan is Ma'ake and Mugul and Ma'ake. But the Gemara of the Mishnah and the Gemara say that there's a difference where you hold your hands. If you hold your hands above your head, or you hold your hands lower. So my friend wanted to say that the Sias Kapayim Gvulim is not an Akim. there about Pashkasu that it is now, which has a different power high up the older hand. But the Pashkasu that it says it is now. Don't you get enough on the Sears Kapan is only the Akeh in the Rocha Bamigdash. The Sears Kapan is not that. So you have a Moshe Vyayam of all Moshe. What did he go into all Moshe for? It doesn't say. It actually quotes from the Why do we have to teach him about the Torah today? Why don't we teach him the last 7 days? After all of the Mechorosh and last time is Medish, why didn't we teach him for the last 7 days? So some want to say that we didn't bring Torah. We discussed what he was there. Some are shining. Some are shining. Some are trying to say, we didn't bring Torah, so the Shiva's man we were. That could well be, but Rashi said not. Rashi and Pashi is the truth. It's an invitation that we didn't bring Torah. The whole tilt, maybe we have one terrorist and the other terrorist. Maybe the terrorist of Dayan Bang did bring terrorist, after they didn't bring, why should they bring the Kalik? It's a whole discussion, but a big literature. Did they bring terrorist enough? I thought the Pashim Shach was simple, that Aaron wasn't there. They should have come up, Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the terrorist. And today Aaron has to do it. Moshe Rabbeinu, that means Aaron to show him what he has to do. It's the first time that Aaron is doing the terrorist. I don't see why they thought that it was such a strong Kasha. The Kasha, why didn't Moshe teach him this, how to do the Torah during the Shiva's Nambah? He wasn't doing it. Moshe was doing the Shiva's Nambah. Today is the first time that I'm supposed to do this. Moshe Rabbeinu. But there's a lot of Yitzhak on this. I guess the other things were outside in the Azorah, so that he saw the whole time. But the Torah is done in the Hechal. The Gemara has it in B'chol Odom Liyah, 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 B'chol Whenever an avodah is done in a hechel, no one else is allowed to be there. So during the Shiva's name of Rim, Aaron wasn't there when Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah. And today is the first time that Aaron is going to bring the Torah. Aaron said, no one is allowed to be there, how can Moshe Rabbeinu go in? Oh, so Achleinim talked about that in the Mavusha Yontif. In the Mavusha Yontif in Chelik HaRachayim. In fact, in Chelik HaRachayim, as a psakashe, that he sent to one of the other people at one time. Why is Moshe Hurwitz about this thing? Mari and Yuma seems to say that every day when the Kohen did the Haftaris Haftaris, then what's somebody else? Then Hurwitz Alam is there. But what's somebody else there? But after that, this two things, one of the things is if you need the other person to help you out, then it's with it. Unnecessarily, you have to let it go. But if it's necessary, people are going to then it's with it. Maybe that's going to need over here also. But Aaron didn't go to Hoshi and Slam Bin. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need any decision. He could do the Torah by himself. But Aaron was prohibited to be there. Today is the first time that Aaron is going to go. Aaron did need assistance. He needed Moshe Rabbeinu to show him how to do it. But that's why it was mutter for Moshe to go with Aaron to show him the Lamb's all my stuff. Maybe that's the chance. The Nisa Rabbeinu Sirosa, not only was there the Nisa Tumra, that Elos and Isama were prohibited to be mutami to their brothers, even though they were fine at Yoichim, and all the Shem gives all the various explanations. The Torah has also a Nisa Rabbeinu, and all of them. Normally the Gemara seems to have it in that the Kangaroo doesn't observe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says in the third territory of my church, it's called the Kangoro Kolashan and Kubat, the Israel Baregel Dalit. Kangoro all year long doesn't observe our Vedas, like Israel Baregel doesn't observe our Vedas. The Raman Paschim is against that Gemara. The point is, why? The Raman Paschim is that the Kangoro has a regular deal of our Vedas, but a few slight, generally has a deal of our Vedas, a slight modification. But the Gemara seems to say the Kangoro doesn't have a deal of our Vedas at all. Here, there was a Hayroah Shah that none of them had a Shechem al control, but Shechem al control, none of them should observe about Avodah. That's the question, why? How come nobody observed about Avodah? We all had a dinner with Kangaroo, but again, it is true. The Pesach HaOmoy was Seitzu Penta Musa. Hashem, you're not permitted to leave Pesach HaOmoy. It's also a big issue. What is this din? Pesach HaOmoy was Seitzu Penta Musa. It is an Achlokes, the Rambam and the Raivin, in Hilchos Diyas Mikdash, on this pasuk, had a long shot in the pasuk. Pesach HaOmoy by Seitz is not only a Hayroah Shah, the Sifre learns out that it even applies in Doris, but there's an Achleit in the Ram of the Rav, it applies in Doris on whom? It would apply on everybody, and Kangol, and on the Kohen Hedin, and it would limit the doctor to the Kangol. So the Rabbi claims that it only applies to a Kohen Gadol. Today, on this occasion, they all had a status like a Kohen Gadol. Alone of some also had a status like a Kohen Gadol, so they had a din that they weren't permitted to be Metame the Mason, and they weren't permitted to observe Avelis, like a Kohen Gadol has such a din, and they weren't permitted to be Pes Omer, they takes a Pentamus, weren't permitted to be Omer. They didn't have the full din of a Kohen Gadol, because Rashi quotes from the Gemara Beferish, Ein Hikrivu, Ani Hikrafti, Kohen Gadol was Makar Goyim, Kohen Hezi was not Makar Goyim, so that thing they didn't have, the Beferish, the Gemara Beferish. That's it, the Kohen Gadol they didn't have. The other dinim they didn't have. So the writer holds that these special dinim, not to observe Avelis, and not to be Metame to the Zayin Kroivim, and Pesach on Meile Estates, so only apply to those to Kohen Gadol, not to Kohen Hezi. And here is the Hirosha that they all had a dinim of the Kohen Gadol on this occasion. The Rambam, that this understands not so. That the Easter not to be Metame, the Easter not to observe Avelis, these forms of Avelis, that was only Hirosha that applied to the Bnei Aharon. The Doris that only applies to a Kohen Hedya. But the Din Pesach Amar Le'Seitz to Pentamus, that applies even to a Kohen Hedya. That's what the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos is massive on the Ramban. How do you split over here? You have three Dinim in the parish. You tell me that two out of the three are Hirosha. And the third one is the Din of Doris that it applies even to every Kohen Pesach Amar Le'Seitz, so it applies even to a Kohen Hedya to Doris. But he's not permitted to leave the Shas of Avodah. I mean, the Rambam explains what he's talking about. It means that the Kohen Hedya, if he describes, Kohen Hedya is in the middle of doing an Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and they tell him that one of his relatives died, and he just became an Oinim. So he has to stop doing the Avodah in the middle. If he's going to continue to do the Avodah, it will be possible, because Oinim Shavadah is Mechul, Avodah is Mechul, so he has to stop. But even though he stopped, he's not permitted to leave, or Moed, Machmas, this Shmur, Roh, he's not permitted to leave because of his aggravation, until the Gemara of that Avodah. That Avodah is completed, then he can leave. And Kohen Gadol, Rambam writes, Kohen Gadol also has a din of Doris, but by him it's different. He doesn't leave, period. He stays there all the time, not just the Gemara of this particular Avodah. Right, yes, what is the Rambam talking about? Why should the Kohen Hedya have to stay there? Sure, he writes that it applied to the laws of the Yisrael, not to the Mitame, not to the Rabbeinus, and Pesach HaMarilah, he says. And the Doris, it only applies to the Kohen Gadol. And the Rambam splits between the Dinim. He says, not to the Mitame, not to the Rabbeinus, these aspects of Avelis, these particular aspects, and all aspects of Avelis. The Gemara says that this love, the Shechem HaSifrani, Bechem HaSifrani, is an Issa, the Kohen Gadol never observes Avelis. The Rambam says, no, he observes Avelis, just these aspects of Avelis he doesn't observe. But whatever it is, the Rambam learns that those two psukim only as a Hirosha apply to the Me'ayim, and the Doris only to Kohen Gadol. And the next passage, Pesach HaMoedah says, so that didn't apply even to the Doris. So that's the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, so he doesn't understand. How does the Rambam split between the three demons? Whatever it is, what's the pshat here? The Rambam says the basic din Pesach on Ma'ala Seitz is till the Gemara of that Avodah. Even though you're not doing the Avodah, till the Gemara of that Avodah that you be done, you have to stay. So that's by Kohen Hedya. So why by Kohen Gadol he has to stay the whole time? Because he's in charge of all the Avodah. Kohen Gadol is supposed to be in charge of all the Avodah all the time. So he always has to stay in the Beis HaMikdash, even if the relative dies, till the Gemara of all the Avodah is Aliyah. He has to stay there the whole time. He's not allowed to run out in aggravation over the fact that somebody died. He's allowed to go home to go to sleep. He's allowed to go home in the middle of the day to go to listen to a shiur, to listen to Daf Yomi, whatever. He doesn't have to stay in the Beis HaMikdash all day long. He'll travel around the world also if he wants to. The Rambam says, this love, Lo Seitz, the Pesach Lo Seitz only applies if he leaves Machmas Shmua of a Misa, that a relative died, a close relative died, and he's aggravated about the fact that someone died, and that's what prompts him to leave. If he leaves for other purposes, he's not included in this love. So why is it that by the Kohen Gadol, the Rambam holds it applies all the time? By Kohen Hedya, it only applies that he has to stay till the end of that one Avodah, because the Kohen Gadol is charged to supervise all the Avodahs. So whenever he's going to leave, he's leaving in the middle of the Avodah, that's the Kohen Gadol, to take care of. Yeah, that's the business. Can go to his market. Tangola is permitted to do the avoida baninu, but he doesn't have to do any avoidas. He doesn't have to do maybe a mishmini and doing how to do it, but all year long he doesn't have to do any of it. He only needs Tangola and Kippur. Even the Chavita Tangola, he just pays for it.
He's allowed to come in any time, right?
Yeah. No, his obligation. No, his obligation is whoever, whichever coin begins an avoida has to finish that avoida. And if he becomes nipsal in the middle, it becomes a bamun in the middle, it becomes an oinen in the middle. He's not permitted to actually do the avodah, but since he started, so he's achrayt to see to it that that avodah is completed. So he's prohibited to leave it. He wants to leave. Machnas Hameis, the Rambam claims, is a lav lederes. Even Kohen Hedid is prohibited to leave because he has to supervise that avodah that he began till its completion. The Kohen Gadol's obligation is to supervise all avodahs in the Beis Hamikdash. So he's never allowed to leave Machnas Musa. He can go home whenever he wants. He can take a vacation 99% of the time. But officially, he's supervising all the Hakrovas HaKabonis all year long, not just on Yom Kippur. So that's why he's never permitted to leave Machmas and Nisan. Like the Kohen Hedyot, the Rambam says, not permitted to leave till the Gemara, that Aveda which he began, because once you begin an Aveda, it's mutal on you to supervise, not to finish it. You're not allowed to finish it. You're possible, you're anointed, you're a Bamum. But it's mutal on you to supervise that Aveda till its completion. So the Kangolis obligation is to supervise all the Avedas. Yeah, the Rambam writes in B.S. Migdash that this La Pesach HaMayelah Seitzu applies the doors both to Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot, but differently. He says Kohen Gadol applies all day long. Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to leave till the completion of that avodah that he had just begun doing, even though he's not permitted to complete the avodah. He has to stop in the middle, so he's being a chulav.
The part of the only time on him is
that's the shalom. This Mesinas Tam Kishem and Mishchas, does that explain why they're not allowed to be Mekameh? Why there's no Avela? Why Pesach HaMoilai Seitzu? It explains all three. So the Ravid says it explains all three. The Ravid, the Ramban, it explains all three. That these three dinim, not allowed to be metame to the craven, even though the craven. You're not allowed to observe Avela, a partial Avela, this special Avela. So you're not allowed to leave on Moi. So the Ravid, the Ramban, the dinim only applies to Kangaroo. And on this occasion, Ki, Shemin, Mishchas, Hashem Aleichem, is in the Sinas Tam. Why even a lot of these some had the status of the Kangol, either daily, they were Kangol for a day, or the Kangol for the rest of their lives, or whatever, Kangol on the dead Yom Chanukah, Sa'akoyin, whatever the Hezbollah is, they had a din of Kangol today. And the Rambam method holds no, that Kishemin goes on the first two, on the Tume and on the Avelos, but on the third one is not Kishemin. The third one is a regular din on any Koyin Hegel, the din of the third. One Tana claims from the fact that the din of Yayin B'Shecha Al Teish is formulated right after Nisas and other Aviyah, that itself is an indication that that was their Avera. The other Tana disagree. No, it's a different Tana. Morris says on the part of all answers, each cool and trusted you, the person trusted the Allah, the person they come in a hard moment of the Ishma, trust me to my age. I see my life first, the blood is first. So we got an Asian in the Canada. And even though the Asian is the Morris says, the Canada, even though the Asian is the Erev in Hashemayim, it still is a mitzvah of Hagim in our head. So the Rishonim there in Erevin, in the beginning of Perek Hador, the Gemara has a bit of a discussion about Mar Halacha B'Shnei Rabbi, arguing the Shurim, how far away from the Rebbe you have to be to have permission to pass them. So the Rambam, the Ritvon, the Rashbo, they quote in the name of the Raivin, the Rishonim quote in the Shur Rishonim quote in the name of the Raivin there, that they made a mistake in din also, not just that they were murder halach b'tzmah, but this din, achopishay sheret anashma mitzvah lov melehed, it only applies on the mizbeach hachitzon. It doesn't apply on the mizbeach hapnimi, as far as the Torah is concerned. The mizbeach hapnimi, the esh has to be brought from the mizbeach hachitzon. There was a special maroch on the mizbeach hachitzon that was the mistake of taking an esh into the mizbeach hapnimi for the hachtoras hachtoras. So they had made a mistake in halacha. But since they thought that was the din, so they weren't punished for that. Their punishment was because they were Mar Halacha B'Shnei Rabbi. Gemara has a rush on the pasuk of the horse, and then says, "Yam shecher al teish v'vayachem alon moed." When you do avoda, you're not allowed to be a shasi yam. Then the Gemara says, "And they saw pieces out of place of the horse, and then he saw the kolachukim that a shasi is also the horse. If the person is drunk, he's not allowed to pass the mashi kol. Lomay, this pasuk teaches us she also shikah b'hayruah." Yahu Yechai, Nisa Beda, Nisa Beda Shamayim, like a Shasa Yayim Sha'avad. On the line, Rashi quotes in the Torah, kind of that there's no Nisa Beda Shamayim. So the way Rashi quotes that Rasha, that you have to darshan, that there's no Nisa Beda Shamayim, sounds like it's a real Nisa Beda Shamayim. That's how the Ramah quotes, both in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Yara Hazok. He says, this is Allah, they're Isa. But he says, ain't like him all. The Ramban is Masik and the Rambam, the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos. You just don't know on the bottom of the Rambam. Maaseh Kavanah is quoted that Ramban. And the Sefer HaMitzvos is Masik and the Rambam, that this is only an Asmastim of the Rabban. I, the Torah's Kanam, has a Drosha, Yochel, Yehid, and Nisa, Tamalem, Ata, Benecha, a whole Drosha that is not Nisa, Be'i Shammai. So it's only the Rabban, how can you possibly kill his Nisa, Shammai? So the whole thing is an Asmastim. The Torah's Kanam, you have a lot of times Asmastim. He says, that's only Nisa, the Rabban, that if you're drunk, you know, except for the drunk, you're not allowed to pass him in the car, you're not passing him. But that's not included, that's not included in this Nisa Deraisa. If it were up there, so why did the Rambam say that there's no Malchus? If it's a Nisa Deraisa, there should be Malchus. So the Achareinim on the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos say they don't really understand what was bothering him. Isn't it simply a Lakshem no Maisa? The idea that it's a Nisa Deraisa, the Gemara says, whenever you do an Avera, they keep it. That's called a Lakshem no Maisa. The Gemara has the three cases for a person doesn't have a day dibur, getting a tumor. The Gemara has. When I say that he gets malchus, despite the fact that it's a lav shemim, but normally we say that a lav shemim, an avera that's done on day dibur, is labeled as a lav shemim. So that's why you say they don't really see what the Ramban got so angry against the Rama for. Let's assume that it's an isidurais, and there's still no malchus. I'll be pashtus. Anyway, the Ramban holds that it's only the Rabban. Is a thesis in Sanhedrin. We learned, when did we learn Sanhedrin? Yes, the thesis in Sanhedrin. So the names are thing. The thesis claims that this law, that the Sheikh of the Hari, doesn't apply to any moments. It only applies to the head. So the Achrenim in the Tishuv and Chashim Ishpura have quotes Achrenim. Now, see, first of all, now have a whole discussion on the thesis. Do they really mean what they said or not? The Pashki says that they really meant it. There was, you know, they just found recently some Kisriyat of some other Baliyat Tesis. That's what they said, the Ferish. And our Tesis, that you can delay and reread that on the top, that you can reread. But the other Rishonim, the other Baliyat Tesis, the Ferish. It only applies to Yisra Hetzer, it doesn't apply to Gemonis, because Mamun is Esher V'Hazor. The whole reason why you're not allowed to pass him if you're a Shukar is, you may make a mistake, and a catastrophe, a disaster will occur, you pass him something that's mutter, and it's really awesome, the guy's going to have him do it. He passed him that it's awesome, you have to throw out the food, the guy throws out the food, then he finds out he's really kosher, so what will you mask him his money? But when it comes to Vintair and Mamanah, so he gave the money to the other guy, so well, tomorrow we won't be drunk, and we'll reconsider the case, and we'll realize the man's mistake, so we'll give back the money. That's what they say, that Mamanah is Epshe Bahazar, so the whole dinner of the Sheikh of Asa Laharis doesn't apply to Dini Mamanah. This is where the Sefer Achinah says that this law applies, Shikur Asa Laharis applies both to men and to women. And on the other din, that was Satan Mishpah, the Sikha Shaykhah, all the other dinim of judges said that only applies to men, doesn't apply to women. And this is the Kibbeh, quotes from Achinah in Tashim Mishpah, how come, because there's all women, you can have women rabbis, you can't have women rabbis. What's the story? So he says, apparently the Chinuch is of the opinion, a woman cannot be a member of a Beis Din. So all the dinim that have to do with Dayanim and a Din Teire don't apply to women. But if a woman knows a din, she can pass in a Shabbat. So this din, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, this din in the Shikra Asanaris applies to women as well. If a woman is drunk, a woman had a rabbi kosher, I'm facing that, she's drunk, so she's not allowed to pass in a Shabbat, even if she thinks she knows what to do. It's a din, the Shikra Asanaris. Moshe and Aaron had a whole machlokes over here. What's the din? Moshe was told the Pharisee, the chlua matzos eitzel hamizbeah, that they should eat the shiori haminta. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought, who had the name of the shiori, even this year, Rosh Chodesh. Rashi quotes one opinion, that's Bima, and the end is up, and that's two. One of the whole discussion exactly what happened, why was the Sfir HaKadosh born, and which Sfir HaKadosh was it? There were a lot of HaKadosh, but which one was born? So Moshe thought that this din that Oynanim are permitted to eat the Karbon is applied to all the Karbon in Sayyam. And Aaron Tainid, Aaron thinks that the Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, how do you know? Maybe you don't need Shemaita because you saw that you heard Yichlua Masei Tani Zeh, that's on the Karbon of Hashem. Moshe, how do you know that it applies to the Kachi Dori? Doris, we saw Loi Afinu. To Darshan and Mama Tzinu, to be Nash, all the din Asher, to put them all in a system, that they should be in a pattern only applies to the dinim that are mazeris. But if you have some dinim that are hayrosho, so automatically you don't fit into a system. So you cannot be down a mahatzin over here. There is mishori, I think you cannot be down a mahatzin. But just like we were told, we should eat the four matzahs from mishori hamincha, because we're sure, even though we are writing in, so too we should eat sira chatos of soy rosh chedesh. That's a korban mazeris. How can you compare one with the other? So Moshe Rabbeinu was masking the darah, but he was right. Ayishma ba'ita bin, and he said, you're right. Aaron was right. He argued with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was right. Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong. Where did Aaron know that there's a din that an oinin is prohibited from eating? Where did he know the chlal that this was an exception to the rule? The chlal matzah that was an exception to the rule that despite the fact that the oinin is permitted to eat the korbanos. How do you know there's a din that an oinin is prohibited to eat korbanos? Where does it say? There is no pasuk. Moshe, the pasuk says le'achal to be oinin by Moshe Sheni. The more dashings are called the famous. The mother, the master shen is also the achilo le'oinim, the koshkein korbanis, koshkein kochi kochi, koshkein kalim, are certainly prohibited to an oinim. So this is all perish of Al-Tem. The whole pilpul and they said is all on perish of Al-Tem. That's what one of that writing points in. This is what Yechiel Heller points out in his little statement of the whole Moiz Hadass, I think, that perish of Al-Tem. So since we see from Parish of Shemini, that they were ready, there were those who don't believe in perish of Al-Tem. The masculine, the person fell over the other, he says, what do you mean? Here in Parsha Shemini, they have a whole fight just on the Torah Shabbat Peh that's recorded in the Chumash. They've only told that in the Mr. Higgin to eat Ma'aseh Sheni, apparently they were told that already. And then Moshe Rabbeinu was told that they should eat the Chlul Matzah and Sam's Beth. So Aaron constructed a whole Shtikot Torah, that that's the rule and this is the exception to the rule, and goes and show away Al-Fino. And all story, Moshe Rabbeinu was taken by surprise and he said, yeah, that's right, the Shtikot Torah is right. So here the Torah is describing all machlokes and perish by pen that they have. According to the Tana, that the Avera of another Avihu was that they entered into the Hekel Shkuya Yain, the Vidya Avera Shkuya Yain, so we understand why the Chumash continues to say, Yav Hashem Allah, no, no, Yain Meshecher Al-Tesh, don't do the Avera that you sent you. But according to the other Shittas in the Tanarim, that wasn't their Avera, so why this parish of Yain Meshecher Al-Tesh written here in the middle of the whole story? The story is not over yet. We continue by Philip's it's in the middle of everything. Why does this appear over here? So the Rishonim discuss it a little bit. So they say based on the kids, so they say the Gemara says, they say based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the Gemara quotes the pasuk that Lenigo Yain Elul Nachem Boi Teravelim, that the purpose why that is both created intoxicating beverages is that when people have sorrow and aggravation, they should be able to drink their sorrows away. Aaron was a little aggravated now. But one would have thought that he's going to an Abelus. It's a mitzvah. Other rabbis, some of them say that you're not yet to Sudas Havro, the Shekhanah quotes, because you're going to figure in an Abelus money. You're not yet to Sudas Havro unless you have Basa B'Yayin. Unless you have Basa B'Yayin. Based on two different Gemaras, Basa B'Yayin. But Yayin is based on these Gemaras. When there's a Yayin, Elam, Nachem, Basa B'Yayin, Basa is based on different Gemaras. So Yayin is, so one might have thought that Aaron is committed to drink Yayin, so that's why he was told, no, Yayin Shekhar Al-Tish, not allowed to drink one. The Torah Shlema has an interesting discussion on this parsha. He quotes a kasha from the Lecha Mishnah, that there seems to be a steer in the Rambam, that the Rambam in Hilchos Avelus writes that the an oinen is prohibited to have blessed yayin, but the oval is permitted to have yayin. So the Rambam writes yayin muad to get a hashra of such machala. He writes it's permitted to have a little bit of wine in order to help him digest it, in order to help him digest the food that he eats. The Dela Hashem is not for life. But if families happen to drink a lot of wine and to get really drunk, it's not proper for an other to get a little bit, to have a little bit of wine. So the definition is bothered with the passion that the Rambam in another place called the Gemara, the first parak in Sukkos, the Gemara says that there were 10 cases of wine in the base of it. The Lech Mishnah has 10 cases of wine, that's not Yayin Muad, the Dela Hashem. On Pesach time, you drink other cases. And the oven, they only have 10 cases of wine, that's the Dela Hashem says, not all. It wouldn't appear at all. So this kasha that the Lech Mishnah is, on the Rambam and Hilchos Sofer, is interesting. The Geshur Hachaim also has the same kasha. That's the Torah Shlomo Kerem. The Geshur Hachaim has the same kasha and doesn't have a kasha. He says, if you look in the Rishonim, and you look in the Rambam, and the Rishonim see the kasha was based on a mistake. The 10 cases of wine were not drunk by the oven. That was drunk by the Chavi Kaddisha, by the other guys. In order to, and some Rishonim say explicitly, why did they institute, why did the Chacham institute the 10 cases of yayin? Because it's a drudgery to be a member of the Chavi Kaddisha. You have to go dig in the rain, in the snow, to dig pain in the neck and to deal with their bodies and to do a carrot. Which Meshuggah wants to do that? So they make them a party once a year on Zion. Big deal. And, they're the only ones that come to the party. But it's still a very unhappy field to be in. So people should be in the Chavi Kaddisha. So in order to encourage people to do it, so at least have a party, not on Zion, at least have a party every time in the base of it, at least have 10 cases of wine, to give the wine to the Chavi Kaddisha, not to the guys who are going to drive home, but to the guys who are going to ride on the horses home, or whatever, the guys who are the grave diggers, or all the other people. That's what it says, the Tayrish and the Rishonim. And he says, if you look, the Tayrish Lema writes, if you look carefully in the Rambam, that's what the Lashon Rambam seems to imply also. If you give the wine to the Nachamim, the 10 cases you give to the Nachamim, they don't give the 10 cases to the other. The other Rambam writes, it just brings a little bit of yarn. Dela Hashri says, Mizayna, some kind of a Lashon like that. Torah has all the dinam of the Hema Tneya, that says, Malagem of his parser, then in order to be fresh or fish, you have to have snapper with kaskas. The Torah has a din of losi losi goat, name him lachem. What kind of a mitzvah is that? Rashi put. Losi losi goat. Even Kohanim are just prohibited to be mitami lemesim. But not to nevela. Not to a dead animal. How can it be with losi losi goat? So Rashi quotes to me the Mar Rashan that he goes berego. Achai varam tai ratzma berego. The Shavasari has a tshuva where he discusses, isn't it? The Shari tshuva in the end of Hilchos Yomtiv quotes the Shavasari has a tshuva, discusses whether he's going to chai varam tai ratzma berego, only if five does not have Yiddish. As it would appear clearly from the Rambam that all the men have an obligation to go into the Azorah. We as part of the Azorah to bring all this shri. The women don't have an obligation to enter the Azorah, but they have an obligation to eat Shalmei Simcha. Otherwise, if we're Bitame, how will we possibly be able to participate in Achilas Kachem? But Bizman Azeda, no one's going into the Beis HaMikdash, no one's eating any Kabbonis, so why not? So why should you have to go to Mikvah Erev Yom Tov? What will you accomplish by that? What do you need it for? Actually, the Shari Zayi comes up. The whole thing doesn't apply to Bizman Azeda based on the Ram of the Fair. So it's only a din having to do with enabling you to enter the Beis HaMikdash and bring the Kabbonis. And the Rosh, in the end of Yom Tov, talks about the possibility of applying this halacha, even this man has it. That's what many people on the dock think about. They go to Mikvah on Erev Yom Tov. So that's the nature of the din, if you can't bring the Kabbonis anyway. So it's not that you will be able to do the Chodesh HaRegel. So family, it's a different din. Rabbi Yisrael Tengel, at the end of Chagiga, quotes from Sikha Kabbalah, that somehow in order to receive in order to receive the Kedusha Sayyidin, to have the Kedusha have an effect on you, so the person has to be Tohar. If the person is Tameh, so he can't fully receive the Bracha of Yom Tov. There's a whole Din on Achrayim, but this applies also to Shabbos. Some Achrayim, some Kubbalim, there's a thing, of course, in the end of Chagiga from Kubbalim. Some Kubbalim say that this whole idea that if a person is Tameh, he's not able to be Mekabel, or the Hashpoah from the Kedusha Sayyam of Yom Tov, only applies to Yom Tov, but Shabbos, the Kedusha Sayyam is so much strong and so much more powerful, so the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos will affect us in its entirety, even if we will be Betumah. He claims, Rabbi Yitzchak said, that that's against the Gemara. The famous Gemara Chagiga that speaks of the significance of being mitar yourself even liquid Shabbos. Not only liquid a regular, liquid Shabbos also. What would it be? True, maybe the Kedusha of Shabbos is so powerful it can have an effect on a person even if he's coming, but if it will be called, it'll have a greater effect. So the Gemara there talks about the Indian of being mitar yourself even on Erev Shabbos also.
That's a
question. Do you accomplish anything in this area if you get rid of some tumors where you still have other tumors? You still have a tumor maze, but we can get rid of tumors carrying. So would that be included in this mix? If you say, like the Shagasar claims with the Rambam, he said that's the only shot that makes sense to him, is that it's in order to enable you to bring carbonus and enter into the Samigdash, you have to be Tohar Mamish, and it only applies to Zman Amigdash, and it only applies on Shalosh Yigdol, it doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, it doesn't have any Shaykhah to Shabbos at all, and it only applies when you become Tohar Mamish. But if you say, it's all different shot, that it's in order to be able to be Roy, to be Makabal, the Hashkor, the Kusis Ayoyim, so check that it should even apply to Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Rosh at the end of the year talks about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and it should apply even if you have been covered, you're going to be Tommy anyway, but you remove the one level of Tumah. You remove the Tumah Yeretzel and Meguth, it just has the Tumah Smeis. Maybe it should still be Shaykh Berenice. But Tumah Plink is still there. But the Shaykh has it. Even at the end of Shmini, have all the dealing of Nyani Taris. The difference between Keres and all of the other Kalim, all the Kalim have treated the Hattar of the Mikvah, so Keres has no time of the Mikvah, so it's just the only way to be Taris is either Shvir. If you do Shvir, then it does become Kohan. This thing is not even the answer to the Keres. The Mishnah is that it applies to any Kli that's Mikvah. If you do Shvir, the Shvir will be Taris. By Erechel, there's no Shvir. The first time I discussed it, maybe just like Shvira is mitar by the Kli, maybe Shvira should be mitar by Echa Pamabayma, there's a person that teaches you that it's not mitar. The places has a machlokes with Rashi and Pesach and Machulman and others, two different places, regarding the din, that Echa Tomek, they will come here and you have to have a kibetzah, but in order to be mitar, even a kosher. Can have the tumor. That din, that even a kosher has the tumor, that a din in a third, that a din in the rabbana. So Rashi claims that that's a din in a third. Tumor satsman is the kosher, and the time after, you need to debate. The person says it can't be. The tumor satsman is the kosher, so how can you possibly visualize a shvir on an oichel? If you smash a kli, and it no longer retains the same kli, so then it no longer retains the tumor, because if it's not a kli, it can't retain tumor. But we don't say oichel. If the thing is, oichel isn't called to ring, and pachas, we can debate so. So I'm going to take a big steak and it became a big piece of bread became mitzvah. I cut it in half. Still the kabbal tumah the way it is now. I cut it again, cut it again. A tiny speck, a crumb of bread is also the kabbal tumah. So watch out to say I had a big bread and it became mitzvah. There would be a half minute, but if I slice it, it would become tohar. Kamashma, I need to slice it, then it doesn't become tohar. So it says, how can you have such a half minute? The tumah satsman, the prophets, the nuclear dates, there is a jingle rice. He says the Rai, Rami Tam says himself, and Fulham has this right. He says the Rai that Tumas Satsman is also Minatar only the Kibbutz, and Papa Kibbutz is only Tumas Satsman with the Rabbana. Kedusha Ran in Fulham is Miyashid Yashi Shit. He says that that's not the nature of the Dina Shvias Kalim. Shvias Kalim is a Shvias Hakalim because it no longer retains the Shem Kli. And therefore, since it's not a Kli, therefore it cannot. You retain the tumor. No, that's not the din. It's a din of shvira. A shvira is mitar. If I take a big kli and I chip something off, so it's only a shvira on the thing that I chipped. It's not a shvira on the big kli. If I take a kli and I crack it and I break off 30% of the kli and I have left 70%. So I did the shvira on the 30%. 70% is that's the end. That still retains its original identity. That's not called the kli shanishba. I take a kli and I crack it into three parts, 33. So then the shvira was on each part of it. Each one had shvira, so everything becomes tohar. But by Yerichel, if you take an Yerichel and you cut, I take a big loaf of bread and I cut and make more, and I would cut it in half. Even though it has a kibetzer in each one, they would still be having to say that shvira, isn't that? They would still be having to say that shvira is not a kibetzer. But that's why neither Rashi from the first time to say that shvira is not a kibetzer. But he says that right, the Ran explains that Rashi disagrees fundamentally with Rabin Khan. He holds that shvira as kelim is mitar here, not because once the kli is mitar, does not shem kli, does not shem kli, you can't retain tumah because no tumah has to be a kli. That's not the reason why. You don't necessarily have to go so far. Shvira is a mitar here, so there would have been a avin in that shvira would be mitar by Eichel Mosa. Doesn't it mean shvira is a pachas mitabayis? Shvira. So kamash kolam adrosh in the first time that shvira is not mitar. We know now from the Tzipim, the Tzipim and Mai and a Bomit for Mai, near Tohar. And an Adam Tohar can either remove the tumor with Tzila and a Mayon or Tzila and a Mikvah. The only time you need Tzila and a Mayon Dafki is by a Zav. The three cases, when you need Mayon, by a Zav you need a Mayon, Mayon Chayim Al-Kher you need by Tumas Neis, in order to mix Paraduma water in, and by Taras HaMitzera, that's the mission. The three cases, you need Mayon Chayim. All other cases, a mikveh is just as good as mankind. A mayon is a deer, mankind. And a boar is a flame. Boar mikveh mine is a flame. Either one is the time. The Gemara said that only Dalash Yesh Latar the mikveh can become an av hatumah. So that's only Odin the Kalim. Open the mash can never have any tar of the mikveh. So therefore, the Gemara has at the end of everything, they can never become an av hatumah. Rashi always points out, but mayim shenitmu have tara b'mikveh. You have hashoker, so Rashi said that's a different thing. Hashoker is not really tara b'mikveh, it's a different halacha is real. The real is also us, because ten darshim is on the cause of people, when he's lost some of kumzera, zehua, sheizareya, tohor hu. So the Pashuk Shat and Pashuk Lamed Zayin, character of Allah Pashuk Lamed Zayin. Pashuk Shat and Pashuk is, that Oichlum is only the Kabbalatum when it's Niklash from the ground. Called Mamma, the Tumma Kubalakarka, it's not the Kabbalatum. Maybe because it doesn't have a Shem Oichlum, maybe it does have a Shem Oichlum, but it's not the Kabbalatum, whatever the hell is. The Gemara says that not only is it not the Kabbalatum, it's not even the Kabbal Hechshel of Kabbalatum. If you rinse off the apple while it's Tumma Kubalatum, that's not even called Hechshel of Kabbalatum. Not only if you rinse it off and the Sheretz fell on it, even if you rinse off the apple while it's on the tree, then you dried it off, and then you remove the apple from the tree, and then the Sheretz touches it. Also won't be mitzvah because not only the tumah has to be the ma'isa mitzvah, then the bias atumah has to be the tolish, even the hechsher mam also has to be the tolish. So the pasuk shat v'pasuk means to say that a davar mechubal lekarka doesn't have a shem echel. It has a shem echel. It's not mekabel hechsher. It's not mekabel tumah. But the Teres Kahn darshins another level of interpretation on the pasuk. But if you take zera which is tumah and you plant it, zera is a ruach sheizareya tarhu. Somehow they're reading the second half of the pasuk without the first half. That's not the pasuk shot in the pasuk. There is a verse. He's a rem. Whenever you plant something, it's entire. So Rashi writes in several places in the Gemara that that's the yisayda din of hashoke by mayim. But if you have mayim, then it's mayim. You do hashoke, it accomplishes that the mayim come tall because it's considered as if the water had a zri in the ground. So this is what planted the water in the ground. Nor in the end of Yuma, it has a Mishnah that says that if a woman is pregnant, sometimes pregnant women have a strong desire to eat certain foods. So, I don't know if it's still so, but at least in days of the Mishnah, we used to assume, days of the mother, we assume that if a woman who's pregnant doesn't get her desire, and maybe it's not kind of for her, for the Uber, she may die, the baby may die. But she doesn't get this crazy fish. But they tell you a story about the woman wake up at 3 o'clock in the middle of the night, the pregnant woman, she wants up the ice cream, and the husband has to go get an ice cream or whatever. She wants a roast, whatever. So the Mishnah has, what if she has a desire to eat some food on Yom Kippur? She has a desire to eat karbonah, she has a desire to eat macholos asuris. So we consider it a suffix, sakonah kefloshes, and you're allowed to eat. But the Mishnah, the Gemara tells that you try to calm her down. So you tell her, look, today's Yom Kippur. Wait a couple of hours, it'll be after Abdullah, then you'll eat it. But you can calm her down by telling her that it's not kosher, I'll give you something kosher, I'll give you this wait till after the dinner is over. So, and if she calms down, it's good. If she doesn't calm down, then you have to give her, even if it's a little bit. At the end of the year, the Gemara tells different stories about pregnant mothers who wanted to eat on Yom Kippur. So in one case, the woman wanted to eat on Yom Kippur, and they told her, it is good in her ear, it's Yom Kippur. So she said, okay, I'll wait for that Yom Kippur. And then she had a son who was a virgin. She grew up to be a big son. Another occasion, Shalmi in the Bible covered the stories, a woman had a desire to eat something on Yom Kippur. The other day is Yom Kippur. And she said, so what? But I have to have that food. And she got to eat the food on Yom Kippur, and then she had a son who grew up to be an upper. So they quote in the name of Rebbe Kivedia that's Remez in the last passage. To distinguish between whether the baby is going to be a tzaddik or a rasha is depends on the mother. Because the word kaya in Finnish sometimes means a woman is giving birth to a baby. So if she eats on Yom Kippur, then the baby is going to be a tzaddik. She's a chaya shalestia, but the mother is not going to eat, then the baby will be a tzaddik. And so they quote in the name of Rebbe Kivedia. I think in the Sefer Pnimi Mikra, quote the famous chapter. I remember who quote this on. One of the devons, instead of Harifus on Moshe Rabbeinu, is asking the Bnei Aharon why they didn't teach Adam Moshe But then it says, Vayidaber Aharon on Moshe. Why did Aharon answer? If Moshe spoke to Elozer, the son, why did Aharon answer? The Rashi said, maybe because Elozer the son didn't know how to learn. So he didn't know how to cook a lot, the whole Torah about text. A cloud, a yes, no cloud. He said, I was sure, I'm touching the ship. Rashi said, no, Elozer was very sharp. He knew how to learn, he knew everything. He was the one that said the beginning of the unit claim Midian. He knew how to learn. But it wasn't Derech Eretz to speak in the presence of his father. His father didn't want to argue about the case, so let Aaron discuss it. If Elozer will see that Aaron, his father, can't argue the case out with Moshe Rabbeinu, then he'll take over. He's prepared to take over. That's what Rashi quotes in the letter. So the Belt asks Akasha, just because a guy knows one bit in Hagolah doesn't mean that he knows the Kochim. You have many Rabbanim today. They know how to Kasha pass the Pesach, but they can't pass the Mashiach, and it was their top one. So how does Rashi say, that the reason why Elozer didn't open him up because he didn't know how to learn? No! It says he gave the dinim of play media. So he quoted some harikas in the name of one of the akonim, I forgot who. That the Medrash doesn't mean that. That Rashi quoted. The Medrash didn't mean that. Medrash means to say, not the fact that he knew one din shows that he knows all the other. People know one din, they don't know the other din. Medrash means to say that this may be the reason why Elozer didn't want to say is because Elozer had a policy that he only says Masha Shama Mei Rabba. Because the Gemara has it, there's a Tana Rav Lezer like that. Rav Lezer, the Gemara says, Silkia only said over one of his midas was, one of his Hanhavis was, Shem Yerlam Lahamadav Shalash Shama Mei Rabba. Even if the people were asking Namash Allah Alamai, so there's no one else to answer. Mara says he wouldn't answer. It's a strange remark. Second character too. But Lazer wouldn't answer. Lazer doesn't work against. So maybe that's the reason why Lazer didn't want to say. Because he only said Masha Shama Miki Rabbi. So that's what the Lazer said. No. Talmud Loimar. Vayemer Lazer Akhen Alanshi Atzovo. Aboy Mitzvah Mochama Leimo. Zeh Hadar Shatsiba Hashem. The Pasuk says in the end of and the Gemara says that you always have to say, a Talmud always has to say, Amidavah B'Shemun has to say the name of the Rebbe. Unless the Talmud only says, everybody knows, whatever the Talmud says is what he heard from his Rebbe. He never says anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. He doesn't have to say, this is what I heard from my Rebbe. Every sentence has to say, heard from my Rebbe. So the Gemara says, if it's a W, you'll do it before him, but everything he says is from his Rebbe, so he doesn't have to say every sentence like that. Here, from the fact that Elozer not that the Medrash quotes that type to show that he knew how to learn. It's because he knows that time doesn't do no, so he does focus on Shatziva Hashem as Moshe. What does he have to introduce as Shatziva Hashem as Moshe? of course, everything he's going to say is going to be Moshe Rabbeinu. The answer is no. He was an original thinker also. When he heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, name of Moshe Rabbeinu. When he had his own, he said his own. So that's what the Medrash means to say. Yo, the reason why he didn't want to say, the Medrash knows that he knows how to learn. That's out of the question. The Medrash asks, why was Yeshua appointed as the Rosh Hashiva to take after Moshe, to take over after Moshe Rabbeinu died? And Lazar was shocked at Yeshua. Wasn't he have one better? He had one better. He knew all this. He knew all these things. So he was bigger than Aaron. He was bigger than all the other Talmud. He was the best Talmud apparently. He was Mamulah, the best Talmud. So the question the Medrash is asking a different one. Maybe he wouldn't say anything Shalom Shalom and Pi Rabbi. So the answer is given no, that can't be true, because otherwise he wouldn't have to quote in the name of Moshe. When he quoted from Moshe, he wouldn't have to quote B'Shem Omer. He would have just said the Din Stam. But the fact that he mentioned that he heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu is an indication that he did say original things. So why didn't he say now this pilpul of Moshe Rabbeinu? Because he failed to cover his spot. Except let Aaron argue the case now. Oh, okay. We have some more copies in the RJJ journal. There is a new publication, everything.
I don't know. It's the name of the store.
See? I don't know.